Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. A contingent of Democratic lawmakers are criticizing some of Governor Kevin Stitt's allocation of CARES Act education relief funds. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports $10 million will be going to private school students for scholarships.
Stitt was given $40 million to allocate to education across the state, and he's spending portions on increasing AP courses and bridging the digital divide. But Stitt announced late Friday that he'll be giving a quarter of the money to funds for private schools. Democratic lawmakers panned that move. Representative Melissa Provenzano, a Tulsa Democrat, says funds should instead be focused on getting students ready for class in public schools by supplying personal protective equipment, ensuring that they are safe and clean, and finding alternative sites for education in case of outbreaks.
And it's those mechanics and inner workings that we probably really need to spend a little bit more time focusing on.
Provenzano, a former teacher and public school administrator, and her fellow Democrats called on Stitt to reverse course. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
In an effort to support the public and private partners who serve alongside Oklahoma Department of Human Services, the agency is advocating for CARES Act reimbursement for providers who have incurred extra cleaning, personal protective equipment, or extraordinary expenses due to COVID-19. Eligible providers who have incurred these expenses during that time period of March 15th through June 30th should submit their funding opportunity form and upload required documentation by July 31st. CARES Act expenditures will be audited by the federal government. For a list of required documentation and to submit your request, go to www.ourokdhs.org. Oklahoma's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate fell to 6.6% in June, a decrease from 12.6% in May, according to new data from the Oklahoma Employment Security Commission and the U.S. Department of Labor. KGOU's Caitlin Howard reports for the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
The state is currently tied with Maine for the fifth lowest unemployment rate in the country. That's less than the national unemployment rate for June, which is 11.1%. Oklahoma's current unemployment rate is also lower than nearby states like Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Texas. Statewide seasonally adjusted employment increased by about 56,000 people in June, while unemployment fell by more than 100,000. Despite the decrease in unemployment, the numbers seem to show that tens of thousands of Oklahomans dropped out of the workforce in June. Leisure and hospitality had the largest monthly job increase in the state in June, followed by trade, transportation and utilities, and professional and business services. I'm Caitlin Howard.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that Governor Kevin Stitt did not have the authority to enter into gaming compact agreements with the Oto Missouri Tribe and the Comanche Nation. KOSU's Allison Herrera has more.
These new agreements would have allowed Class 3 gaming, sports betting, and were a departure from the 15-year-old agreements the states and the tribes negotiated. They also included lower fees the tribes would pay the state to operate the casinos. In the ruling, Senate President pro tempore Greg Treat stated that the governor lacked the authority to enter into such agreements because the compacts were negotiated outside of the legislative process. Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association Chairman Matt Morgan said he was glad the Oklahoma Supreme Court acted quickly.
Today's decision confirms what the tribes have been saying since Governor Stitt first launched his go-it-alone drive to rewrite our compacts. We believe firmly that the state-tribal relationship works best when we each act within the roles we have under the law.
In June, Governor Stitt announced he had negotiated two similar compacts with the Kyalegi Tribal Town and the Katua Band of the Cherokees. The governor's authority to enter into those compacts is also being disputed in the Oklahoma Supreme Court. For KOSU, I'm Allison Herrera.
KCCU encourages you to stay safe and keep your loved ones safe by following the recommendations of your local authorities to stay home as much as possible. Wash your hands frequently. Do not touch your face in public. Wear a mask when social distancing is not possible, and do not gather in large groups if you are vulnerable. If you or a member of your household are sick in any way, stay home and self-quarantine. Be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
I'm Laura Sullivan, crime and justice correspondent. NPR is a community. It's a voice for people all over this country. When I walk into a prison, sit in a courtroom, ride in a police car, I believe I am there because NPR's listeners have asked me to be there, to examine and explore and hold people to account, because this is what we do here, and it's really the only thing that matters. This is NPR.
Ever stop by KCCU's website while you're surfing the web? No? Then you're missing out. You could get in on the latest news, check out your favorite shows, and listen to KCCU live even when you're out of town. There are links to shows, pictures, and local event information. KCCU.org. Got it? www.kccu.org. www.kccu.org. Any questions?